we did a beekeeping 101 class, and that turned out to be very popular. As it turns out, there's a lot of folks interested in beekeeping or want to brush up on their beekeeping skills. So we're doing it again this Saturday.
And talk about what's involved in bee. When you say beekeeping, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. So what we'll be covering are kind of A to Z in beginning beekeeping, from sourcing your bees to what kind of gear you should be wearing to which kind of bees should you be keeping. And then we'll also talk about honey production, how to sell honey, and keep your hives healthy.
Now, how do you tell one bee from another without possibly getting too close?
Oh, good question. We're actually going to be talking about bee identification at this particular class, because there's actually quite a few different bee species in Oregon, around 800.
Wow. And see, I would have had a clue that was the case. To me, I mean, I knew about a couple different kinds, but really, generally, you just try to stay little ways away from them. Why do people like to do beekeeping?
Well, beekeeping is a form of livestock management, so there's a lot of different benefits to beekeeping, including economics from selling honey, and actually there's also mental health benefits from keeping bees, too.
Now, mental health benefits, explain.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where when you're caring for livestock, taking care of them, and seeing the production of your honey or the production of your hives, it can be A, therapeutic, B, calming, and then C, it can be something where it's like, I'm succeeding at this.
Now, when you talk about selling honey, what's involved with that?
Absolutely. So it kind of depends on what level of honey production you're into, but for a lot of what we'll be talking about is the farm direct marketing of honey, so selling directly to the consumer.
And so there's probably kind of strict rules about that and exactly how you package things and what labels say and all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. So there's label requirements, there's packaging requirements, and there's record keeping requirements and suggestions. And we're going to go over all of those.
Wow. So it's going to be on Saturday. What time and where?
That's going to be at 10 a.m. at the Extension office. And it's a pretty in-depth class. So we're going to be there till 1.
Wow. And what's the cost for signing up?
That class is $25.
And last year, you got a pretty good response out of that. Did that surprise you?
We got a better response than we thought we were going to. We ended up running out of sitting room in the Extension auditorium. It was pretty exciting.
Wow. So yeah. That's a lot of folks in there.
Yes.
Interesting. I didn't realize so many people were interested in that. Now, does our climate here, is that help the idea of keeping bees?
Sure. Yeah, there's we have a pretty friendly climate to keeping bees, especially when we're talking about wintertime temperatures. And I'll be partnering with the Umpqua Valley Beekeepers Association for this class. So we'll go over how to overwinter bees and keeping them warm. But yeah, we do have a pretty friendly climate and habitat for bees here.
So what are some of the things people ought to know about beekeeping? I mean, do you need to change things in your yard, or how do you do that?
Yeah, so it's kind of looking at what you currently have and trying to suit the habitat best for them. And then also beekeeping can happen on a farm, or it can happen in smaller spaces too. Just make sure to check your city ordinances. But there are definitely some specific things that we want to pay attention to, as in orientation, sun amount, how much sun the beehives are getting, that kind of stuff when we're placing hives.
So there are things you can do to attract bees then and make it more likely they want to stick around.
Yeah. We'll also be showing folks how to catch swarms, so that's a good way of sourcing bees.
Now, the idea of catching a swarm, I cringe at that.
Fair enough. Well, that's one of the reasons we're partnering with the Umpqua Valley Beekeepers Association. They know how to do it safely and responsibly.
Interesting. And that's probably like a lot of netting.
Yeah, it can be. They're actually kind of pro at it. They do it a lot.
Wow. Interesting. What else do you have coming up with Extension?
Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is on March 8th, we're going to be having our Spring into Gardening Conference. And it's really exciting. We've got 17 classes that we're offering this year and a bunch of new classes, too.
And where is that going to be held at?
So this year, we're going to host it at UCC, Umpqua Community College. So it's going to be a larger venue. We have more classes. It's looking pretty good.
And is that a day long or part of a day long event?
That is pretty much a whole day. I think we start at 9 and we're going to go till about 3:30 or 4.
So people that come then, you've got options. They'll like each segment, they have more than one thing to choose from, right?
Yes. So it's going to be broken into, if I remember correctly, 4 segments and a keynote. I'll be doing a talk on IPM in the morning, and then you kind of break into different class sessions.
Now, IPM?
Integrated Pest Management.
Okay. And so that's been going on as an annual event for a long time, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're continuing a strong sort of tradition of keeping up Spring into Gardening, and it's a great way to kind of get back into the swing of things for gardening and kind of get an idea of what you might want to do for this year.
Wow. Okay. A lot going on with Extension. If people want to find out about either of these opportunities, how do they get in contact?
Absolutely. So you can drop by the Extension office, 1134 Southeast Douglas Avenue, or give me a call, 541-236-3015.
All right. Logan Bennett from the Oregon State University Extension Service. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:37 at the morning report.